It was Arthur Penhaligon's first day at his new school, and it was not going well. Having to start 2 weeks after everyone else was bad enough, but it was even worse than that. Arthur was totally and utterly new to the school. His family had just moved to the town, so he knew absolutely no one, and he had none of the local knowledge that would make life easier. Like the fact the seventh grade had a cross-country run every Monday just before lunch. Today. And it was compulsory, unless special arrangements had been made by a student's parents. In advance. Arthur tried to explain to the gym teacher that he'd only just recovered from a series of very serious asthma attacks, and had in fact been in the hospital only a few weeks ago. Besides that, he was wearing the stupid school uniform of grey pants with a white shirt and tie, and leather shoes. He couldn't run in those clothes. For some reason, perhaps the 40 other kids shouting and chasing one another around, only the second part of Arthur's complaint got through to the teacher, Mr. Wakeman. "Listen, kid, the rule is everybody runs, in whatever you're wearing," snapped the teacher, "unless you're sick." "I am sick," protested Arthur, but his words were lost as someone screamed and suddenly two girls were pulling each other's hair and trying to kick shins, and Wakeman was yelling at them and blowing his whistle. "Settle down. Susan, let go of Tanya right now." "Okay, you know the course. Down the right side of the oval, through the park, around the statue, back through the park, and down the other side of the oval. First three back get to go to lunch early. The last three get to sweep the gym. Line up. I said line up. Don't gaggle about. Get back, Rick. Ready? On my whistle." "No, I'm not ready," thought Arthur. But he didn't want to stand out any more by complaining further or simply not going. He was already an outsider here, a loner in the making, and he didn't want to be. He was an optimist. He could handle the run. Arthur gazed across the oval at the dense forest beyond, which was obviously meant to be a park. It looked more like a jungle. Anything could happen in there. He could take a rest. He could make it that far, no problem, he told himself. Just for insurance, Arthur felt in his pocket for his inhaler, closing his fingers around the cool, comforting metal and plastic. He didn't want to use it, didn't want to be dependent on the medication. But he'd ended up in the hospital last time because he'd refused to use the inhaler until it was too late, and he'd promised his parents he wouldn't do that again. Waitman blew his whistle, a long blast that was answered in many different ways. A group of the biggest, roughest-looking boys sprang out like shotgun pellets, hitting one another and shouting as they accelerated away. A bunch of athletic girls, taller and more long-legged than any boys at their current age, streamed past them a few seconds later, their noses in the air at the vulgar antics of the monkeys they were forced to share a class with. Smaller groups of boys or girls, never mixed, followed with varying degrees of enthusiasm. After them came the unathletic and non-committed, and those too hip to run anywhere, though Arthur wasn't particularly sure which category they each belonged to. Arthur found himself running because he didn't have the courage to walk. He knew he wouldn't be mistaken for someone too cool to participate. Besides, Mr. Waitman was already jogging backwards so he could face the walkers and berate them.
"Your non-participation has been noted," bellowed Waitman. "You will fail this class if you do not pick up your feet."
Arthur looked over his shoulder to see if that had any result. One kid broke into a shambling run, but the rest of the walkers ignored the teacher. Waitman spun around in disgust and built up speed. He overtook Arthur and the middle group of runners and rapidly closed the gap on the serious athletes at the front. Arthur could already tell he was the kind of gym teacher who liked to beat the kids in a race. Probably because he couldn't win against other adult runners, Arthur thought sourly.